I honestly thought I could resist you. I've tried so hard. I know that you're taken, and that it's wrong of me to have so many filthy thoughts about you and your cock, about the two of us together, naked, hot, sweaty, and breathless, in the throes of passion, making each other come over and over again. I know those are terrible thoughts to have. I can't help it. I've never met a man like you. Maybe that's because I am so young and not as worldly as some of the other women around the office. But I sit at my desk and wait for you to arrive every morning. When you walk by, just the scent of you has my tight little belly doing flutters and my pussy getting wet in the sheer tight little panties I always wear. I wonder if you know that, the effect you have on your young intern. I don't think you do. I don't think you give yourself enough credit. Maybe it's the woman that you're with. I personally think she takes you for granted. She doesn't know what she has in a man like you. You work so hard. You look so good. You're sexy as fuck. There are older men all around this office building, and none of them make me long for things that I shouldn't like you do. I just want to knock on your office door, and when you tell me to come in, I want to close it behind me. I want to lock it. I want to see that slightly surprised look on your face when I do. If I was really bad in some of my naughtier fantasies, I just get right down on my knees right there after I lock the door. Of course, I'd already have unbuttoned my blouse so that as I slowly and seductively crawl across the floor towards you, you can see my firm breasts just slightly sway from side to side with each movement, closer and closer to you. You'll ask me what I'm doing, and I'll put my finger over my lips and tell you to be quiet. I'd crawl all the way over to you until I'm right there on my knees at your feet while you're sitting in your office chair. I'd slide my hand up your thighs, look up at you, and tell you I've been longing for this. Please, don't turn me away. Don't tell me no. I know you need this. I can be so good to you. I'll slide my hands higher on your thighs. And of course, in my fantasies, your cock is already hard. I can see your hands gripping the armrests of the chair tightly, the conflicted look on your face. Should you be allowing your young, intern to start unbuttoning your pants and slowly sliding your zipper down? Or should you be grabbing my wrists and telling me to stop? In my fantasies, sometimes it goes both ways. Sometimes you become a little dominant, telling me to stop, telling me that I've been a bad girl, and you pick me up and put me over your lap and give me a good spanking for being mischievous and trying to get your cock before I've earned it. But most of the time, my fantasies lie more within the reality of how I know a man like you would react. A man who'd truly be conflicted, who'd be so flattered and turned on by what's being offered to him right there between his legs, and yet conscious that this is wrong. He should be faithful to the one he's with. And that's when I look up at you, my pretty innocent face, and I tell you, I promise I won't tell anyone about this. Just please, please don't stop me. You deserve this. And I want you so badly. And I'll slide your zipper down and slide my hand inside your pants and feel the softness of your boxers and the hardness of your cock underneath. And my whole body will just tremble in anticipation. Look down at me as I lick my lips. You'll tell me to stop. You'll ask me why I'm doing this. And I only have one reply. Because I've wanted you since the moment you hired me. I can't fight this craving I have for you anymore. You're such an amazing man, and I want to give you so much pleasure. And I know this cock right here. And as I say that, I slip my hand under your boxers and wrap my small, soft hand around your cock. I look in your eyes. I know that it's not as appreciated as it should be. I know how much pleasure this cock could give me. How much pleasure I could give it. Please, just this one. I swear, this will never happen again if you don't want it to, and I won't tell a soul, but you need this, I need this, I need you, and I'll lean in and take a slow, long lick of your cock, finally getting to taste the flavor of you on my tongue, looking up at you, my eyes fluttering with a flood of adrenaline just rushing through my body. My panties are soaked by this time. Your fists clench even tighter on the handles of the chair. You're trying so hard not to give in, but you haven't stopped me yet. At least in my fantasies, you haven't. I'm always afraid that in real life, you'd have stopped me long before I got that first lick of your cock. But my tongue feels so good on your cock, doesn't it? You find yourself even more conflicted than ever, wavering towards letting this young, sexy thing between your legs just have her way with you. She did say she wouldn't tell anyone. Then I wrap my glossy lips around the head of your cock, start to suck. Oh my god. I've never wanted to suck a cock as badly as I wanted yours. I tell you that. You can't believe it. You shake your head. You think it's impossible for a young hot thing like me to want you as badly as I do. I know in that moment, I have to prove it to you. I stand up slowly, unbutton my blouse. You knew from the moment you walked in the office this morning that I wasn't wearing a bra. In my fantasies, I'm never wearing a bra at work. Sometimes in reality, I do that, but I always have a sweater to cover up my hard, aching nipples. If not, you'd see them every time. I'd give myself away and, well, I wouldn't want to be reprimanded by you for how my nipples react to you being close to me. In this fantasy, though, you knew exactly what you'd see when I slipped my shirt off. Big, full, lush breasts with full, rosy nipples are so hard for you. Just being near you has this effect on me, I say. And you can't help but stare at the perfect globes right at eye level with you. I can hear the leather on the armrests of your chair creaking. You're gripping them so tightly, trying not to reach out and cup these perfect tits being offered to you. I don't want you to fight it. I want you to touch me. I want you so much. And again, you shake your head. Maybe you think you're dreaming that this can't be real. But I'm ready to prove it to you. I reach behind and slowly slide the zipper of my skirt down and wriggle it down over my hips and my thighs until it slips right out of my fingers and onto the floor. I hear that little intake of breath as you see the pretty lingerie that I'm wearing underneath. Sheer black panties. So sheer, it's hard to even tell they're black. You can just see my bare pussy underneath that material. See how it clings to my pussy lips. How the thin little sides of those panties are high up on my hips. And of course, I needed to do everything I could to make you give in to me when I finally decided to take my chance on you. So I'm wearing the was pretty, lace top thigh high stockings with the suspenders clipped on. They look classy and slutty and tempting all in one. And I part my legs just a little. It's one step out wide with my heels. And I reach down and softly unclench your right hand from the armrest of your chair. You let me. You're just mesmerized by the sight of my perfect body in front of you. And I take your hand and I slide it up between my thighs until you're cupping my pussy. And there's no doubt whatsoever that my little snatch is soaking wet for you. And I leave your hand there between my legs. I rest my palms on one of the armrests and your other hand. I lean down in front of you, bringing my breasts close enough to your face, and you could practically reach out and lick one of my nipples, and I whisper against your ear. You can feel how wet I am. Doesn't that prove to you how much I want you? I'm wet all the time around you. You did this to my pussy. You made it soaking wet for your cock. And that's when I reach down between your legs again and slowly start stroking you up and down. Oh, my breath warm against your ear and your cheek and your neck. I want you inside me so bad. Please, feel how much I want you. You can't help yourself. Your hand against my pussy starts to move. You slip that tiny scrap of material out from my pussy lips because it's just clinging to. And you slip a finger right there, right into my wetness. You're slow at first, tentative, in awe of how I can be so incredibly soaked, and that you did this to me. But you can't deny it, not even to yourself anymore. You can feel me trembling, feel my breath start to quicken. It's actually blowing little hairs against your neck. You know I want you. You know I'm trying so hard to hold back. You become a little bolder, a little more confident. The realization that this is all you're doing starts to sink in. And I feel that middle finger of yours slide deep inside me. Slowly though, ever so slowly. And you whisper under your breath, so low I barely hear it, but I do. And you say, so fucking tight. I am tight. I'm tighter than anything you've ever had your finger buried inside. And you know it. you can't help but think, how tight that pretty little pussy's gonna be around your cock. And I start stroking you a little faster. Lean in and lick up your neck, tasting your skin. With my free hand, slowly start unbuttoning the buttons of your shirt, one after another, till I can spread it wide and, oh, feel the hairs of your chest slip between my fingers as I caress you, rake my nails gently over your nipple. Hear you gasp as I nibble on your neck some more, working my way back over to your lips. When I'm there, my lips just hovering above yours, looking you in the eye. I whisper, please, I need this, I want you, and I lean in, and our lips touch, and it's electrifying. I know you can feel it. I feel your other hand reach up and slide from my hip, up my tight belly, up my ribs, and finally cup my breasts. And I start kissing you, plunging my tongue into your mouth. You open up and accept me in, slipping another finger inside my pussy. I hear it. Manly growl from deep in your throat as your thumb and index finger find my tight little nipple. You squeeze it hard, roll it between them. We can both hear the sounds of me jacking you off, kissing you, your wet fingers pumping in and out of my pussy. And it's so everything I've ever fantasized about, but still not enough. You know it too. When I break the kiss, your eyes are glazed over with lust. I love the way you look right now. I had a hard time imagining you looking any sexier than you do every day when you walk into the office. That lustful look in your eyes, that is the sexiest I've ever seen you. And I grab tiny scraps of material, my panties on my hips, slowly slide them down my legs, step out of them with my heels. You know why I'm taking my panties off. You know where this is going. You put your hands on my hips. I put my hands on the leather chair behind your shoulders. And I straddle your hips with my knees on your chair. Oh, you've got that big leather chair in your office. I've already scoped it out. I know it'd be perfect to ride you in that chair. Granted, I've had many a fantasy about us in your office together. Me bent over the desk. Me lying on top of the desk. Us on the floor, me under the desk. Me pressed up against your window. Me on that little couch you have for visitors. In my fantasies, we fucked in every corner of your office. And in my apartment, on my desk, on a conference in hotel rooms. I don't think there's a fantasy that includes you that hasn't crossed my mind. But in this one, I straddle your lap. Your hands slide from my hips to my ass. You feel that firm flesh. You grip it and guide me towards your cock. It's such a strong, powerful, hard, leaking cock. And all I want to do is slide down on it. And as I slowly start and slide my pussy closer and closer towards that of you, you grip my ass tight and see that momentary look of panic in your eyes. You haven't fucked anyone else in a long time. The thought of a condom hadn't crossed your mind until just this moment. And I lean in towards you, pressing my warm, full tits against your chest, licking up towards your ear again. And I whisper, just fuck me. Just fuck me raw. It'll be okay, I promise. I need to feel you, skin on skin. Please. I don't want to stop. Don't make me stop. Don't make me stop. Don't make me stop. And I whisper that over and over as I slowly slide my pussy down over the head of your cock. And it's tight. It's so tight. Perfect. I want to be stretched out. I want to feel what you do to me. And I want you to feel the pleasure of a tight hole on your cock for once. You deserve this. You deserve to be the one getting fucked by my tight, my pussy. And I can feel your hands gripping my ass hard. Pads of your fingers sinking deeper into my flesh. You're trying to control emotions, trying not to get worked up too fast. God only knows how long it's been since you fucked anyone like me, since you've done anything as dangerous, as impulsive, as dirty, as fucking your young, sexy little intern right there in your office. I want to make it last too. I ride you slow, taking you all the way into me, moaning against your ear. How deeply I can feel you inside me. You're so deep. Oh my god, your cock is so much better than I imagined. Oh, I love fucking you. You feel so good inside me. And one of your hands comes up and cups my tits again, and your head lowers, and you wrap your lips around my nipple and start to suck. And I can't stand it. I want it to last, but I've just wanted this for so fucking long. And you're so amazing at this. You know exactly what to do to drive me crazy. You can feel me start to tremble. My breath coming in shallow little bursts. Take your lips off my breast for a moment and look up at me. And I finally hear your voice. And you say, come for me. come for me. Flood you with the wetness of my pussy, my nails crimping into your shoulders, my head thrown back, my breast bouncing and trembling in your face. And when you're certain that you've pleasured me, that you've given me exactly what I came for, only then do you give in to what you've been denying yourself for so long. Your hands on my ass guide me up and down on your cock faster. Oh, you help me ride you. You want to feel my pussy bouncing up and down on your cock, riding you with wild abandon. And I'm so tight and so sensitive. Oh, your wildness just extends my orgasm, because it never really stopped. And as I start to fuck you deeper and harder, riding you right there on your chair, hearing the leather creak, your breath catch, the soft grunts and whispers under your breath, I can hear you saying, yes, fuck, yes, yes, yes. You marked me with your gum, erupting inside me, slamming me down on your cock, thrusting that potent sticky seed of yours deeper and deeper up my young tight hole. With every thrust I could hear you telling me to take it, take it, take my gum, take the fuck. Come. Oh. 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 Putting those words in your mouth in my fantasies always makes me come two or three more times. Then I collapse against your chest, licking at your slightly salty, sweaty skin, kissing my way up your neck towards your ear. Thank you. Fuck. That's a million times better than I ever could have imagined. Thank you. Thank you. And I kiss my way to your lips. Finally, I feel your hands travel up my back into my hair as you pull me in for a deep, forceful kiss. We kiss like that, sloppy, exchanging saliva and nipping at each other's lips for long moments after, as your cock barely softens inside me. It just feels so good, buried in my warm, tight, come soft pussy. And of course, in my fantasies, you always pick me up and end up fucking me again over your desk. But I know in reality, the day that I do finally come into your office and lock the door behind me, crawl on my knees towards you and tempt you into fucking me, that you're gonna feel guilty about it. You're gonna have that moment of regret. And I'm gonna have to do everything in my power to show you that there's no need for that. There's no need for you to be missing out on the pleasure we can have together. Because no one can fuck you better than I can, baby. No one will love you more and adore you more and worship that cock, every inch of you, more than your young little intern. All you have to do is realize how fucking sexy you are to me. And I swear, one of these days, I'm not gonna be able to sit quietly at my desk anymore, soaking my panties, wanting you from afar. I'm gonna come into that office and make your cock mine. I just hope you'll be ready for me when I do. Hell, I hope you've been having the exact same fantasies as I have. But sadly, I know you haven't. Or if you have, you've been keeping them close to your chest because you don't think a man like you deserves a sexy young thing like me. But I fucking swear to God, I'm gonna do everything in my power that first time to convince you that you deserve every young, supple, hungry, dirty inch of me.